Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For the first time ever, doctors have transplanted a heart from a pig into a human body. A 57-year-old man with heart disease underwent the life-saving operation on Friday at the University of Maryland Medical Center, receiving a new heart from a pig that had been genetically modified. Dr. David Klassen is a chief medical officer at the United Network for Organ Sharing, and he's been watching this closely. Doctor, how significant is this?
It's very significant. It's an important milestone. It is unique in many ways. It does, however, represent the culmination of a lot of scientific and clinical research that goes back decades. And so there has been a lot of groundwork to get us to this point today.
Yeah, a lot of groundwork. This is a complicated surgery. Can you explain exactly how it works and how the human body wouldn't reject a pig's heart?
The surgery, although I was not directly involved in this procedure, the surgery I would imagine is relatively similar to a typical heart transplant. But what is interesting really is the donor organ that was used, the pig organ in this case, and the genetic modifications that were made to that organ prior to initiating this transplant. There are substantial immunologic barriers to transplantation in general, but also particularly to xenotransplants where species barriers are crossed, and in this case, you know, a pig to a human heart transplant. And so the immunology of it is really what is very, very significant, I believe.
Right, because this pig was bred specifically for the purposes of a surgery like this.
That is correct. And there were genetic modifications. There were genes that were deleted that address specific aspects of early rejection. And then there also were genes that were inserted, again, I believe, to address rejection and make this a more potentially tolerant sort of procedure.
Right. Those genetic modifications to make certain that in the future, the patient's body doesn't reject this heart. This patient in this case was very sick and would have died without this kind of intervention. The FDA granted authorization on the grounds of compassionate use. I know you weren't directly involved in this case, but thinking about the patient's prospects from here on out and essentially what this might mean for so many people who are on donors' lists and waiting for a transplant.
Transplantation has always been suffered, I suppose, with a lack of donor organs. You know, really going back to the early days of transplant, there have never been enough donor organs to meet demand. And xenotransplant really has the potential to address that in a very direct way. And in that sense, it really opens up doors, I believe, you know, to dramatically changing how organ failure is treated in the United States and around the world, of course.
You know, we hear these numbers that currently 17 people die every day in the U.S. waiting for a transplant. More than 100,000 are reportedly on waiting lists for various types of transplants. Can you give us a sense, though, of where we are in this moment when it comes to the ability for people to get transplants?
Certainly there are people who do die waiting for a transplant. And that is unfortunate and something that we struggle with constantly. I do think it's important to point out, though, that last year in 2021, there were over 40,000 transplants done across the country. And that is the result of 11 consecutive years of increasing numbers of deceased donor transplants being done. And so our system is robust and very functioning well. Although, of course, we're always looking for innovations to increase the number of transplants and provide transplants for as many people as possible.
Not everyone, however, is in favor of this. Animal rights activists have condemned this surgery as dangerous and unethical. What ethical concerns should we be considering here with these new advancements?
Certainly, it's not surprising that ethical concerns are raised. Again, I believe it's in some respects can be looked at as a cost-benefit sort of issue. The ethical concerns around safety have been brought up prior to this, and that slowed xenotransplant down for many, many years. Those sort of issues really are being addressed very actively through research currently, and I think those can be addressed. Issues around animal rights, again, can be difficult and troubling to many people, and those are things that we as the medical community and certainly as the broader community across the country will have to grapple with. And I don't know that there is an obvious answer to those questions at the moment, but I think there is active discussion, and it's important to address those issues.
That's Dr. David Klassen. He's the chief medical officer for the United Network for Organ Sharing. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners.